available.
Good morning, Patrick. It's 3 minutes till 5.
Already?
5 o'clock in the morning, can you believe it?
Tired this morning.
What's today?
Today I go down to the Michelin test track in Lawrence. I've got about a 2.5 hour drive ahead of me.
Are you going to spend the whole day down there?
No, I usually don't spend but a couple hours down there. But they make it worth my while.
Okay. Well, you got a good clear signal this morning. I guess you haven't entered the black hole yet, huh?
Nope, I just pulled out away from the house.
Do you have your morning coffee yet?
No, sir, I'm not a coffee drinker.
I did that till I was 29 years old, and then everything changed. I had my first cup of coffee.
Start this morning, I'm still trying to pry my eyelids open.
It helps. Mine just cooled off enough to where I could take my first sip.
Why are you doing up this early? You're retired. You're supposed to be taking it easy.
You know, some of the times when I wake up, I always wake up at this time. When I woke up at this morning, the cat was meowing. So she's had she had a stone or something and had to get it dissolved. And so I just reminding her where her cat box is and all that kind of stuff. So I was up long enough to say, I'll go ahead and put on a pot of coffee. I went ahead and put on a pot of coffee, and that's the end of going back to bed.
Appreciate you coming back to me. It helps having somebody to talk to.
Well, I don't know. I don't recall that your signal was this good to put that antenna on there, this close to the house.
I'm mobile right now. I'm in my excursion, but I'm out away into the center of the valley. I'm out away from the mountain a little bit.
Yeah, when we did that simplex net and I plotted all of those locations, I was surprised that you made it in at all to any of the stations or even to the repeater. You're kind of behind a it's like you're sitting on a stadium on the side of a mountain with your back to where the repeater and everything is. It's amazing that you do so well.
Yeah, that's what I try to get everybody to understand, and nobody understands me until they come up here and actually see where I'm at, and then they're like, oh, wow.
There must be a mountain on the other side of you, on the north side of you, that you're hitting that's bouncing back. So it's got to be something like that, because VHF doesn't go through mountains.
Mountain on the other side, I'm like in a little valley, but I'm right up against the south mountain, which on the north side of it, and the repeater is almost due north or due south of me.
Right, I saw that on Google. And the mountains up and around there were kind of fortunate that they have a lot of iron in them. So signals do reflect off of that iron.
I'm making it in. Not the greatest, but I'm making it.
Well, you got your antenna, your home antenna, up a lot higher too, right? You got it like 60 feet at least?
We're close to that.
I talked to Keith yesterday. I got to go Saturday, meet him Saturday. He's picking up that other 700.
So all y'all got left really now is a couple of HTs and the Kenwood 2000, isn't it?
And I think the Tentex, the 2000's the Tentex. There's one Soda Goat HF rig, really nice one. You know what a Soda Goat is, right?
Oh, sure, I don't.
A Soda Goat is a person that goes and activates mountaintops. It's like a goat. He likes to climb mountains. And he takes a portable rig up there. Ariel does that quite a bit. And they put it on a backpack, and they have a fold-up antenna and a little chair, and they just set up there on top of that mountaintop, and they make so many contacts, and they consider the mountaintop activated, and then they go to the next mountaintop. But those are lightweight, low-power QRP rigs that you can use to carry up to the mountain. SODA stands for something. I can't ever remember what it stands for, but it has something to do with activating mountaintops. Anyway, we've got one of those, the TS-2000, a couple of Tentec rigs, and a whole bunch of handhelds. I think I've been working with Gary to get the swap net on a website. So now if you go to, and why it's been helping too, so now if you go to the Briars.cc website, under our hobby, there's a menu item all the way at the bottom called SwapNet. So you can see all the items on the SwapNet. And he added all of them to that. And what that does is search engines find that. And then people call Gary from all over the world. That really opens our audience up.
I'll have to go check that out. I hadn't been to the website lately.
Did you check your email last night? Did you get an email from me?
I was just getting ready to tell you thank you for that. I appreciate you sending that out.
I was reading the meeting minutes from last meeting, make sure I had them all captured, and one of the bullet items in there was that we need to send out email reminders for the meeting, for the monthly meeting. And I was thinking, oh boy, I'm a little bit late. I'm a few days late, but better late than never.
It's really good to help remind you because it adds it right to my calendar on my phone, and then my phone will give me a reminder.
Oh, cool. What kind of, I was told that those ICS files would do that, but I've never used one before. I just did some research on it, and I was hoping that I had the format right on that file. It's a text file is all it is. So you were able to add it. What kind of mail? Is it Google Mail, or what kind of mail program is it?
Google Mail right now, and it's right to my Android phone, so it helps out.
That's good to know. That helps out, too, that it's not just Microsoft Outlook. It'll work with Google Calendar as well. That's real good to know. They say it'll work with Mac and iPhone and all that stuff, too.
I have a Hotmail account or Outlook account, and I have to choose which one I want to put it in. And I'm trying to move after split my personal and business up, so I'm in the process of doing that.
Yeah, that's always a struggle for me, too. I got several calendars in Outlook. One is a Briars calendar. One was one that I had for other stuff that I do, and then one for a personal account. So I go through you can't put them all on. The page gets too crowded. But you can turn one on at a time and turn the other one off and see what's going on there. That was made in the Briars calendar, which isn't normally turned on.
Basically three email accounts. I have my Google account, I have a Hotmail account, and then I have an Outlook account I'm setting up for my call sign. It's just my call sign at Outlook. And I'm trying to set that up for all my radio hobby stuff. And then the PC Hotmail is my personal account, and then the Gmail is my business stuff.
Leaving a little gap in there in case somebody else is up and out before 10 minutes after 5 this morning. I don't usually, when I'm here this early, I hear one person, like I heard Andrew a couple days ago throw his call sign, and then it was like an hour before I heard anybody else. So you're kind of early for today, aren't you?
I'm early. My normal is about 5:30, quarter till 6. So I'm about an hour early myself this morning when I go down here.
Is that every Friday or like once a month or something like that?
For HKX, it's the first Friday of every month. And then Thursdays, I'm also up early because I'm already in Greer by 6:30. So dealing with my first customer every Thursday.
Okay. And you say it helps quite a bit. I mean, you get to know other tools that mechanics need by visiting that site.
They're buying tools, and I get and they have more than just mechanics. I'm buying all kinds of stuff for the corporation.
Okay. Well, good. I miss working with them. They're a good company to work with.
To be. The only reason I got in there is because one of my old customers moved down there or went to work there and couldn't get another tool guy in the area to actually do anything. So they called and asked if I would make the drive. And I'm like, I guess we'll give it a try. And I've been doing it for about 4 years now.
I'm not hearing anybody else in there yet. It might be a half hour. I'm just going to switch over to the news and see what happened over in Ukraine last night while we were asleep. It's morning time. Well, it's probably getting close to noon in their time. Have you heard anything?
Anything? I got up and went out the door. I haven't watched no news at all.
All right. Well, I'm going to pull that up and see what's going on. And I'll be listening. Hopefully somebody will be in here pretty soon. But I can't play that and listen. You would hear that over the radio. I can't do that and talk on the radio at the same time.
Oh, I get it. Andrew ought to be here any minute, so it's okay. I appreciate you helping me out there this morning. Coming back to me.
All right. Sounds like you might be getting to the edge of the black hole, too, to the event horizon, anyway. Anyway, take care. Be safe out there. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Streets, David. Yes, I'm in the black hole now. KO4HKX.